Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening up in the sky above us today, Election Day in the USA, November 3rd, 2020. And I got to tell you, it's been a great morning. I just refuse to get into the drama and the trauma and the he said, she said, all of that. And I am just going to live my life in love today. I even have a scarf around my wrist to remind me that only love prevails, right? Only love prevails. And any moment that I want to see the world in unloving terms, it can only be that it's a projection of my own fears, of my own biases, of my own beliefs out into the outer world. So a reminder, right? Remember those bracelets that you can wear that you kind of flick if you are trying to break a habit? Well, this is my new habit, love, right? So it just so happens that serendipitously, my friend Cornelia gave me some new scarves the other day, and this was one of them. So I'm going to wear this today. But there is magic afoot today. No matter what the outcome is here in the US of the elections, it doesn't matter what all of that is that's going on. Things are going to work out just the way they're going to work out. We've done our part, hopefully, by putting in our ballot with our choices, right? We did our part, our civic duties. But today there's magic in the air. And I noted it right from the time I woke up this morning as I was listening to music that just totally uplifted me, made me dance. Poor Asa, I kept sending her text messages about the songs I was listening to as I was dancing through my house to this beautiful music. Not beautiful as in, you know, like orchestra music, but songs that I grew up with through the disco period. And you know the energy of those songs, right? They're just upbeat and cause your body to want to move. So that's what I've been listening to this morning. And then as I sat down to prepare the day, I realized how much magic there really is that's going on, even in the midst of some of the more chaotic type things. For example, today, Mercury turning back to direct motion, again, pushing us or propelling us forward. There could be breakthroughs, there could be breakdowns, but all of that is just as usual. Mercury does this dance 3 to 4 times a year. So we're sort of used to this, right? Nothing big, except that it happens to be falling on an election day here in this country, which could provide some antics and some craziness. But, you know, we've gotten through that before in our history. We'll get through that again. And then when I looked at the Pleiadian Earth energy of the day, that is where the magic was. And so I want to be able to share that with you this morning as well. But first we'll go through the moon and the dance that she is doing in the sky. There is a minor aspect pattern that's developed I want to talk about. And then we'll talk about more about Mercury direct moving out of retrograde here at 9:44 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so in just a little over an hour and a half. And then what does that mean for us? And then we'll dive into this Pleiadian energy that I just think is so stellar. And then I found the matching card in the Mayan Oracle, and I am going to take the time to read the poem to you because it has some beauty in its lines that I can't ignore. So let's go, shall we? Let me first say good morning to people who are probably just now popping in. And wow, quite a few of you. Good morning, Leilani and Amy. Good to see you. Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel and Mary Maskell, Deborah Johnson, Pauline Blenner. Deborah Johnson says, good morning, lovely family. We've missed you, Deborah. So it's good that you're here with us today. Kathleen Mallory, good morning. Leilani says, oh, how I've missed my Astro fam. We've missed you too. Great to see you. Corey, good morning to you. Mimi, hello. Asa, namaste, beautiful souls. And Asa says, I loved it, goddess dance party. I mean, literally, the songs were just crazy. We began the morning with We Are Family. I think it's Sly and the Family Stone or something like that. I don't remember the exact group, but that. And then we went on to Boogie Shoes and we went on to all kinds of really great music. And it just changes the energy of the day, right? Or it sets the stage for the energy of the day. And Jennifer Peachy, good morning. Augustina, good morning. She says, there was a time change in your state, right? It's 1 p.m. for me. It is 8 a.m. Pacific time here-ish. And yes, we had a time change on Sunday where we set the clocks back, and it's supposed to be brighter in the morning, but of course a storm moves in, so it's now very cloudy, which makes it dark. So I had to have my extra light on this morning to see what I had actually written. So definitely a time change. Amy Energy, good for you. Nice to see you. Good to be here. Mimi says around 8:30 last night, a calm came over me. Of course, that could have been the CBD oil talking. You know what, Mimi, and everybody listening, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, it does. It does matter. So I would be lying to say it doesn't matter to me who wins the presidential election or which way the Congress goes. But what does really matter most is the people engaged here and my family and my friends and my networks of people, because we're the ones that have to live out the highest and best that we can be. And that's our job. That's our only function, right? All of that other stuff out there, while important, don't get me wrong, is something that I can't really control. I've done my part, right? As much as I can do. I can do more with dollars, perhaps. I can do more by calling my senators or my state representatives, etc. But in this moment, everything that I could do has been done. So now we live with the consequences, whatever that is, but it doesn't change our connection, right? It doesn't change how we show up for one another, how we show up for our families. And even if if you don't like the results, it's only 4 years, right? 4 years. And we have another opportunity to push the country or push our ideals in a different direction. So it's not like it's final. It's not like we're going to die based on the results today. And yeah, there are some fears about what that might mean for the country and the direction that we're headed. But in the real bottom line truth, we're the ones, right? We're the country. We're the community. And it matters how we show up for one another. Remember, my hearts, right? Hearts. It's all about love, and only love prevails. Even if there's things out there that look unloving, it isn't the truth of who we are. It isn't even the truth of who they are as individuals. So I just have to keep remembering that today. And I'm not even going to watch the news this evening. I'm not even really, I mean, I'm sure my phone will beep up and tell me every time something different is happening. But I have better things to do with my time and better ways to apply the work that I do in the world to everyone out there. So that's what I'm going to focus on. Good morning, Allison D and Passion Moku. And Deborah Johnson says, working gets in my way. What is it about that? Every Monday morning, I sit and I think about work, right? 2 days off versus 5 days on. Who made that up? Who made that up? I just don't know. Leslie Zuber, good to see you. She says, I feel I've been MIA for a couple of weeks. Got that job I applied for, so routine is shifting. Glad to be here today. Well, we're glad to have you today. Adrian Jones, good morning. She says, beautiful perspective, Janet. And Kathleen Mallory, love the hearts. Thank you very much. It's going to be my remembrance, right? Because I was going to wear it around my neck, but it didn't exactly go with the outfit. So wrist just as good, right? Okay, so it is great to see you all there. I'm so happy that you showed up for today's broadcast. Let's dig in, shall we, and talk about what is going on with the moon today. Well, the moon is in Gemini. It is a sign of communication and information exchange and curiosity and learning and developing the mind, right? So mind and communication and movement. So there's movement. No wonder I felt like I wanted to dance all morning. Movement, right? So the moon in Gemini is ruled by Mercury, who, of course, as we all know, stations direct today. And that makes today both emotionally confusing and or emotional and confusing. And there are other confusing factors in the day, which just adds to the idea that a lot of different astrologers have put forth that we aren't going to know the results of the election today. So it's not like today is a profound day in a decisive sort of way, because today is a very indecisive, confusing, and emotional kind of day. There are two transits of the moon today. One is a sextile to Mars, and a sextile is a positive aspect, a benefic aspect between the planets. It is a 60 degree aspect, and it makes for planets in signs that kind of understand each other. They may be different, right? You know, we have Mars in Aries and the moon in Gemini, fire and air. So they aren't in the exact quality of the signs, but they are in signs that get each other, right? So Aries, that youthful, let's move forward, and the change nature of Gemini energy, the mutable, the versatile, the communicative side. So Mars today is in a position where, and it's still retrograde, right? He doesn't come out of retrograde with Mercury. He waits until next week to do that. So today, let the energy around you guide what you do. So if you're seeing that everything is sort of moving slowly, then measure your movements and your reactions to that slower movement. If things are going fast, then you want to measure your movement with that. In other words, you want to go with the flow today. You don't want to, you know, put your feet and heels in the ground when everything's moving around you, and you don't want to be moving when everybody else seems to be slowed down. So go with the flow. On another level, the Pleiadian Earth energy of the day is 5, and 5, or that's the universal energy of the day. It's 5 healing. So we also have this idea of movement and motion and going with the flow, right? So we have to just go with the flow. And I feel like the flow is probably going to be faster sometimes and slower at other times, and maybe unpredictable. There might be an unpredictability to the day, not because of Uranus and his kinds of surprises, but because the energy just seems to be moving back and forth. So go with the flow. Whatever flow is established for you, go with that. When it changes, go with that, right? That's the best way to be. We are also under the spell, if you will, of a square to Neptune today. So the moon in a square to Neptune means that our feelings, our visions, our thinking can go confused, can go muddled. We aren't clear. So miscommunication can happen. News information coming out might be hard to believe tonight, just because I think people may be very quick to call things or to say things and then have to retract them. So I would, if I were a smart news broadcaster tonight, I would very much slow down the roll of news coming out, just because likely it's going to change, right? Back and forth, back and forth. Today's not a day then to make long-term commitments, because you don't have the clarity of mind to be able to do that. And what you're seeing now that might be a good idea or not such a good idea can turn out later to be exactly the opposite. So be very careful. And while we know that Mercury is turning direct, which usually means, okay, the stop sign is gone and now we have the go sign, the fact is the day of the station and a few days behind it and a few days ahead of it are all kind of wonky, because any planet that changes direction, doesn't really change direction, but appears to change direction, stirs the pot of energy. So it just kind of makes things a little bit of a whirlwind and not predictable. So today would definitely not be the day. Tomorrow might not even be the day for big decisions or even for hearing decisive news about the election. Now, there is an interesting transit going on in the chart of the U.S. That might make for more decisiveness, but I'm not real familiar with the chart of the U.S. in terms of being able to share that with you, but just know that there are some indications that it will be long and drawn out, but that there's also the possibility that things go more smoothly than what we expect because of the energies of the day today. Okay. Now, I told you there was also a minor aspect going on today, and that is between Venus and Uranus. So there is a little bit of Uranus mischief going on today, but it is mostly smoothed out by Venus, although the aspect is a quincunx or an inconjunct. So an inconjunct, or quincunx, as you might hear it called, is a 150 degree angle between the planets. And that makes for discordant energy. In other words, they're in signs. Venus is in Libra and Uranus in Taurus. And they are not necessarily signs that see eye to eye. But that's kind of weird, isn't it? Because they're both ruled by the same planet, a la Venus. Ha! So we might have a clue that even though this is some crazy energies, what it might play to is where we feel divided in our own personal lives, maybe between the intimacy and need for closeness and relationship in our lives versus the other side of ourselves, which wants freedom and independence. So Uranus wants liberation, Venus wants closeness. And so we may feel a little bit pulled in different directions here. The best way to work with a quincunx or in conjunct is to adapt, right? Adapt with the changing circumstances. Be willing to be flexible. You might have to sacrifice something that you've had in your head forever about what you want and go with the flow, right? Another go with the flow kind of thing that's showing up today. But note that in any place where we think we have values, where we have beliefs or where we've always wanted to head in one specific direction, it may be difficult today to make that decision to go that direction because over here is the exact opposite, right? Work versus family. You could have that kind of thing going on. You can have this is the best word ever for this. It's a conundrum. We see these in human design all the time. Everybody's chart, by the way, almost everybody's. I've never seen one that didn't, but I do know they must exist out there. Everybody has a conundrum or two or three in their human design where the energy seems to call you to two different directions, right? For example, you can have a 2-4 profile and the 2 being the hermit while the 4 is the opportunist. The 2 wants to be alone, but the opportunist needs people in order to get opportunities to expand and grow. So Venus and Uranus here may be presenting us with that kind of a conundrum where we have to find a solution, right? And the solution is to maybe find the middle ground between the two. So we have that. That is just minor. It is just for the day. But if it is Venus in an in conjunct to Uranus, you know that likely you're going to have to make some choices on some level to go with your desires or not. Right? Go with your desires or not. If there's a big decision in the offing, maybe it's time to slow that one down just a bit. All right. Questions, comments, Asa, what's the tone out there? How's everybody doing? I got to scroll up. Good morning, Sue. Good morning, Ursula. Peace on Earth Day. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's a great idea, right? And Ursula, I don't know if you were here when I was showing everybody my hearts that I'm wearing on my arm today to remind me that only love prevails, right? That only love is real and that love always prevails. You even see that in numbers, right? With numbers where it always seems to come back to a balance between balance or a harmony or a loving energy. So that's a deeper perspective of numbers than I really want to get to, but let's continue, shall we? So today we also have Mercury turning direct. I already said that happens at 9:44 my time, Pacific time this morning. So over the next few weeks, the things that we feel like we've been stopped from doing or where we've had stalled movement, where we can't seem to get traction, you know, to go anywhere, those kinds of things may indeed start to pick up speed and become easier for us to accommodate. That's the nature of Mercury retrograde. He gives us that opportunity to rethink, reevaluate, take a look at what's going on, go internal, you know, go through the inner world and see where things are not completely integrated. Then he changes direction. And now we're going to find ourselves in the retro shade, which we will be in till about November 19th. And then Mercury will clear the shadow and we'll be in new territory. So we still have a couple of weeks worth of adjustment to what is now possible with Mercury moving forward. But today, tomorrow, and likely for the next couple of days, it's going to be crazy. Crazy maybe in your mind, crazy in your thinking or other people's thinking. Difficult to express or communicate. It might be hard to make sense of information, of statistics, of the shifting sands in the outer world. That is all part and parcel of the energy right now. So maybe avoid making any kind of critical decisions, right? If you're sitting on a big decision today, won't be that day, right? And likely not tomorrow either. But as things start to move forward through the week, you might be seeing where you can things can be more possible. In a situation like this, I would love to tell you to shift to human design. In that case, using your type and your strategy and your authority to make good decisions. And if you don't know what that means, then you need to go to my website, living-astrology.com, and order your free human design chart and report so that you too can understand how type and strategy and authority help you make the best decisions for you. Now, during the shifting energy, we may also be error prone, meaning that we may miss things. We may have to go back and pick up steps that we've lost. We might feel a little bit like manifesting generators who are ready to skip forward and then go, oops, I forgot something, and then have to go back and pick up that step and then go forward again. So just watch for errors. At least initially, for these first few days, Mercury turning direct can amplify or magnify the problems or the issues that we've been dealing with personally, nationally, community-based wise, or even globally. So expect to see more of maybe the bad news part first. And that's because Mercury is also in a square to Saturn. And Saturn has that lens of seriousness about him. And so there's more of our looking at the negative aspects instead of the positive aspects. That too will pass as time goes on. That might take us until next week to get through as we pass from that Mercury direct and the square to Saturn into next week. But Mercury direct pushes us to new understandings, to make new connections, new thought processes, sweeps out the old beliefs, the thing that we thought we were, and puts us in a dynamic of really understanding ourselves in a better way, in a new way. And hopefully that's how all of us experience this time period. If you're not, don't worry, right? These are things that happen. And keep asking yourself, what does this mean for me, right? How can this get any better? That's something, how can I, you know, how is this serving me? How is this helping in my evolution? So how is this helping in the Earth's evolution? Those kinds of things are questions that you can be asking yourself when the more negative things pop up in your world. So it's not a bad thing, right? Eventually we get clear. Mercury in direct motion helps to clear up our minds, clear up our communication, and helps us to see clearer. And we'll have an opportunity many different times throughout the month of November to see things clearer, as he is the most highly activated planet throughout the whole of the month of November. Even Mars in retrograde doesn't have as much of the power this month as he did in October. It's really mostly Mercury helping us to think, change our minds, to look at the contents of your mind and how your mind has controlled you, come more into alignment with your divine nature, and be who you truly were meant to be. So all in all, a good thing. Initially though, possibly a little bit upsetting or twisting us in a way, confusing us, and et cetera. Later next week, when Mars turns to direct motion, that is his clarion call for the month of November. But don't forget, we still have Mars sitting in the gate 51, which means that there are often things that are of a shocking nature that will also cause us to rethink, reevaluate, reimagine, and keep us, you know, on our toes, if you will, for the next several weeks yet. So I just didn't want you to think Mars was completely done with us yet, because he is not. And there are still many things like shocks that we could experience over the next few weeks. All right, now let's take a look at the Pleiadian Earth energy for the day. Today is 5 healing energy, which is Ish in the Mayan calendar. Ish was the representation of the jaguar. So you already see the spiritual, mystical, magical nature of that particular sign. And it is also the sign of the high priest or the priestess or the god or goddess. So we have some very powerful magical energy on tap for us today. Let's take a look at the five energy first. It is the opportunity for change. Remember, yesterday's energy was the four, and we were coming to that pause spot, right? Taking what we'd learned in the first 4 days of this spiral of evolution, bringing it to a new stability, and taking that pause, right? Just to let it all integrate a bit before we move to the next level, which is today with the five. This is where it is called the power of choice. And how auspicious that here we sit, at least here in the US, making our choices today, right? It's all about choice. Your vote is your choice. So the power of choice is yours. And as well, what you think about, what you focus on are also decisions that are a choice that you make, right? So you're always making choices in every moment. We're making a choice. My mind is sitting here calculating, what am I going to say? What are my next words, right? There's always choice going on. The five reminds us of that. But there's also an element of change and movement that comes through the five energy. It is an energy that brings us change in order to expand and grow. It might be changing up your intentions. It might be changing up what you do in your life, who you do that with in your life, what you're thinking about, what you're focusing on. All kinds of things can change on a day like today. And the disturbance with this kind of energy comes in when we refuse to change, or where we are, you know, like, no, we're going to stick our, you know, our very mighty feet into the ground, and we're going to hold our ground because we don't want change, right? That's been happening here for a very long time, as the old ways of being, the old traditions are giving way to the new, right? To the forward thinking, to the more Aquarian idealistic way of being in the world. So what we see, especially in things like government or institutions, is the tendency to want to hold on tooth and nail to that old energy by going backwards, right? But we can't go backwards. We have to be able to take the best of what we've learned and bring it forward to be able to move in a new direction. That's what the five energy reminds us of. And in that process, we have to be flexible. We have to learn to be adaptable. We have to learn to go with the flow. We have to learn to adjust our moves to go with the energy of what's being presented for us in that outer world. So the five brings us that opportunity. Now, Ish in Pleiadian energy was healing. So today is five healing energy. So the change today in the energy of the day is about a healing energy. And in that, we get to move from the more mystical states, the more imagination and fantastical or spiritual levels into the 3D level. So we're going back and forth between the mystical and the real. And the opportunities for healing come when we allow the magic in, when we allow the dysfunctional patterns that have dominated our lives and our behaviors and our thinking to really be released, right? To let them go out the door. So today's a day, an opportunity for us to do that healing work. It isn't that something outside of you can heal you. What can heal you is you, right? You are healing yourself. And that means if you are a healer and you're working on helping others to heal, you first have to heal your own imbalances, right? You have to heal your own self to be a clear conduit of healing energy that allows your client or your patient, whatever, to heal as well, to enact healing. And of course, it brings us the opportunity to integrate everything that we've learned, right? That's the energy of healing, is we take everything, right, that we've learned in all of the spirals of consciousness, in all of our experiences, we integrate them into becoming a new, whole, healed, and healthy being, right? One that's aligned with mind and heart, one that's aligned with love and remembering that only love is real. All of that is the part of the magic of the day today. Now I'm going to switch over because I want to show you the oracle card from the Mayan oracle deck, the Galactic Language of Light, right? This is the deck that we use for the Mayan cards. And here is the card for Ish. And it is a mixture of a jaguar face, of a person's face, of there's just something very mystical there, in the moon, maybe in the background, possibly, right? The full moon in the background. We've just come out of the full moon and the number or the energy of Ish. So I looked up the card because I wanted to know. I wanted to know, inquiring minds, right? Using my Gemini moon from the energy of the day and my Gemini sun from my birth, and I'm following that trail. So the pronunciation is Ish, easy to see. The common Mayan usage of the word Ish was for jaguar or heart. Heart was also the qualities of this particular sign, Ish, or healing energy, is integrity, heart knowing, alignment with divine will, magician, shaman, jaguar, night seer, priest or priestess, torchbearer. I like that idea, torchbearer, wisdom wand, and all-seeing eye, initiation. And another symbol is the peacock, right? The peacock. The number is 14, which is a 5, right? So we have a matching picture there with the healing and Ish energy being related to a 5. The color is opalescence or iridescence, and you can see that in the card for sure, right? The flower is the stargazer lily. The flower essence is sunflower, which spiritualizes the ego. The scent is patchouli. The stones are moldavite, opal, crystal balls, rainbow moonstone, green watermelon tourmaline. And the element is air, and its direction is of the north. Its shadow wisdom is issues of integrity, personal power, control, will out of alignment with divine will, need for approval and recognition, mind out of alignment with heart knowing. And then the shadow transformation here is to develop a clear connection with divine will and your essence self. Be transparent, innocently allow magic to come through you rather than needing to create it. Trust, open to heart knowing and limitless possibilities. The harmonic wisdom is melody, and there's even a mudra associated with this. The meditation is magician's dream coat made into a spirit sail. Come fly with me on the galactic sea, flow on solar currents. You are always free. Affirmation through heart knowing, I am in natural alignment with divine will. Now, I can read the rest of this to you all. I'm inclined to do so as we have the time, but there's quite a bit, right? We have to go through the discoverer. We have to go through shadow wisdom. And what I really wanted to read to you was the poem that goes with it, which is also about a page of reading. So let me know, do you guys want to hear more? Do you want me to summarize it for you? What do you all want? In the meantime, I'm going to look at comments here. Deborah, or is it Corey? Corey, so happy Mercury is turning direct and looking forward to Mars doing so too. I'm Aries with a Virgo ascendant, so I've really been struggling. Poor Corey, right? Poor all of us. We have all been in the struggle. There's one thing I can say about the struggle that we've all been in. Isn't it nice to know that you're not alone in all of that? It may feel lonely when you're going through whatever it is that you're personally going through, but in the moment, know that you are not alone. We have all been sort of at the behest of this energy, in this energy. And good morning, Taylor. And she says, I like that information, affirmation. Good morning, everyone. And she says, I'm okay with a summary. Okay. I think I've already summarized it though. As when I thought about it as I said that, Taylor, and I'm like, but haven't I already sort of done the summary of the Ish card by talking about the energy of healing in the Pleiadian earth, about the magic, right? And the magician. So while I'm waiting for more answers to pop up, let's read the magical child, the magical, everything in this book, as it relates to the days or the day signs, which is what Ish or healing is, has a poem that goes with it. And the magical child says, I am Ish. From what realm does my magicianship emerge? My being is like a radiant bouquet of cosmic mysteries, each bud fully blossomed to emit such enticing scent as could only arise from the garden of God or goddess. Wisdom is the fruit of my integrity, for well I know what true magic is. Pure, clear, fresh, the vast minefield into which I hone the totality of my beingness as a focused shaft of light around which all else dances. With the tender touch of my wand, feel your natural alignment with divine will. Sense its charged potential. My wand is potent, benevolent, gentle, yet like a bolt of lightning, its power moves through time and space with devoted ease. My action manifests from the blazing light of truth's inner sun. I stand in innocent correspondence with the original condition of the light, the wisdom wand with crystal cords, the voice of heart knowing. May you become as I, the wise fool, a transparent window through which the divine illuminates. Resplendent mysteries do I carry in my magical dream coat. I am the shaman priest, the geomancer, the mystic builder and adapter of materials, the chameleon shapeshifter. Effortlessly do I slip between worlds with the graceful power of a jaguar beyond the four winds of many universes. The all-seeing eye reveals my connection with the mysteries of ceremonial initiation. Through the eye connecting the dimensions, I have learned, as you can, to spread my galactic dream coat into a spirit sail that traverses the galaxies of time, past, present, and future, to retrieve the many gifts empowering your present expression. But now I will reveal to you my most precious magical offering, the innocence, wisdom, and clarity embodied in the transparency of the magical child. Love it. Doesn't that just feel good? I mean, doesn't that just fill you with like hope and optimism and responsibility, right? That we're the ones sitting here creating this reality that we're in. I really just love that kind of poetry. And I'm seeing more people in favor of hearing the whole. So let's go through both the positive aspects of Ish and the wisdom in the shadow of Ish. So for those of you who are joining us a little late, as I see Monique Alexander, she says, "Ooh, so late." Lori Hamilton, good morning to you as well. What we're talking about is the Pleiadian earth energy of the day is 5 healing. And healing energy in the Mayan calendar was Ish. And then I suddenly went, oh, okay, get out the magical or the Mayan oracle. And let's take a look at what the energies were from the Mayan perspective, which is all based on the Pleiadian perspective. So it all dovetails quite nicely. And so I was just enthralled with this whole thing. So I wanted to share it all. So let's read the discoverer and what Ish means and Ish or healing. And then we'll look at the shadow wisdom of it as well. So the discoverer begins with a little poem. Jaguar, see, show me the larger vision. In alignment with the will of the divine, I call on you, my integrity, to refine. Now, I got to tell you guys, this is so magical and mystical to me, because what have we been talking about the last week or two about your human design? And that the bigger, what was the bigger theme in the human design right now? It was all about integrity, integrity, physical, mental, emotional, moralistic or ethical integrity. So we had integrity as a theme already through human design. Now we're seeing it popping up through the Pleiadian earth energy, also the Mayan calendar or the Mayan energy as well. So here we go. Receiving Ish indicates that magic is afoot. You have drawn the light magician, the jaguar seer. Expand your vision to include the excitement of more magic in your life. Ish offers you initiation. Ish challenges you to pick up your wisdom wand and embrace the beneficial use of will. Through your presence and simple beingness, magic's dimensional doorway opens. Magic is a type of perception. Magic dances only in the present tense, in the now. Magic requires reverent attention. Magic dances only, I already read that part, sorry. Magic dances only in the present tense. Magic requires reverent attention. Are you silent enough to receive it? Magic requires open, flexible awareness to show its mysterious face. Thus, if you are trying to be in control in your ego, you will probably not receive or perceive what is magical around you. Simplify. Stop thinking and enter into direct perception of what is. Magic will have no choice but to dance with you. Ish reminds you to align your will with that of the divine and to look inside, not outside, for the answers that you seek. Through the lens of integrity, examine your motivations and actions. Through the lens of heart knowing, guide, direct, and align your intentions. Think with your heart. Act as a torchbearer for the light. Allow yourself to be danced in divine innocence as a channel for the most expanded magic. Step into self-empowerment. When you align with what gives you joy, expressing your beauty and power, your energy naturally expands to include more of who you are. Nothing and no one outside yourself can give you real power. Empower yourself by directly addressing the situation at hand. Act with integrity and magical outcomes will naturally blossom. All right, now here's the shadow wisdom. So, a shadow of Ish is seen in issues involving integrity, control, personal power, and will. Examine your focus and use of mental power. How are these issues playing out in your life right now? Speak your truth and act with integrity. Be honest and true to yourself. Own and address your shadow with self and others. Are you giving away power by looking for approval outside of yourself? Step into the light of real magicianship that is found in the integrity of heart knowing. Use your personal will in concert with your heart. Establish a clearer connection with your essence self, who is a light magician already. In the shadow of the magician's cape, you may find feelings of competition or the need for approval, recognition, or status. These feelings often indicate the ego mind's need for power and control. The real magician's cape is transparent to the will of the divine. Release your need for approval and control. Feel your intrinsic worth as a window for the light to shine through. Open to the possibility of magic and miracles in your life. All right. I wish there was more to read about that, because to me, that is just like the most fantastic information ever. And I'm in love with Ish, I think. I'm in love with magic, right? I'm in love with the magic. So let me go back to YouTube, see how everybody's feeling about that. Kathleen says, I love the magical child poem. Thank you. You are most welcome. I loved that too. It is beautiful, right? Just beautiful, poetic. Feels good. Even the shadow part feels like, yeah, we want integrity, right? We want the truth. We want to live from the highest and best that we can. We want to live from the center of our heart, right? We want to live from a mind that's aligned with heart and soul. So yeah, we have that. All right, guys, that is it for me this morning. And unless you guys have questions or want to talk about a specific subject, I have nothing left to share. Well, as soon as I say that, I can think of a million things, but let's leave it up to you guys. What do you want to talk about in the last 15 minutes? Or I'm just good with leaving, right? Going. Let me just announce here for the moment. Remember, I keep forgetting to remind everybody that if you have not done so yet, go onto Facebook and search for Living Astrology Community and request membership there. And to remember to share your goodies, the things that you're doing, your impressions of what's happening, the highs, the lows, and everything. It's your community. It's our community for us to share. And there are loads of you out there who are doing wonderful light work. I want you to be able to share that there. So go to Facebook and up in the search bar, if you haven't done so already, go type in Living Astrology Community, and it will take you to that group. You can ask for membership, and then I will see that and approve you for entry. And you might have to answer a couple of questions, basically just saying that you'll uphold the rules of the group, which is to share of positivity and to be loving, kind, and generous to one another in the group. So please feel free, right, to share what you're doing, what your feelings are, and go there. All right. Then also, I wanted to share that today, for those of you who are in the membership, today is the first day we're entering into the profiles. We've already done that. We're entering into the centers in human design, taking you through what each of those centers means. It is going to be a process. Today we'll only really get through the head center, but I think you'll be excited to see how it is that we're going to entertain that information. For those of you who are not yet members, if you would like to join the membership, you can do so today and still participate. You'll have access to all the webinars that we've done. You'll have access to the information through the training that we're doing right now in human design. And then you'll also have an additional community that you can be a part of. And let me see if I can actually put a link up for that, because I think I said I would do that yesterday and I did not, because I was busy putting the webinar together for most of the day. So I'm going to send that out to you here in the chat. And it's $13 a month for a subscription. It's really inexpensive. It's a great way to support the work that I'm doing and that now ASA is helping me do. So maybe you want to join and have take part in all of that. So let me copy that link and put it here. And there we go. That's how you can join. Kathleen, thank you very much for that reminder. Please, if you are enjoying the material, hit the thumbs up button. If you have not yet subscribed to the YouTube channel down below, you should see a subscribe link. Click on that and subscribe. We, as of yesterday, were at 555 subscribers. Now I see I'm at 556, but it was really fun to see the triple digits yesterday in that. And now, you know, the original reason that I was aiming for that 1,000 subscribers, it was a matter of, there was a matter of pride. If I come right down to it, that's what was driving me, because so many other astrologers out there had all of these views and had all of these subscribers. And I'm like, what happened to me? What, you know, am I not worthy? So it was a part of that. And then I got caught up in the monetization of my channel. And now I just think it's kind of fun to watch that number increase. I'm thinking I'm not going to monetize the channel when I do have the opportunity to do it, but don't stop, let that stop you from hitting the subscribe button, because that is just as a matter of, yes, I'm reaching people. I'm my words are being heard. It's kind of a validation that I'm on the right path. So if you want, please share that information with others. And let people know, you know, what is out there. There are positive things going on in this world, and that we can be a part of. Okay, so thank you for that, Kathleen. Lori Hamilton, sending love and unity to the world on this election day. How wonderful that is. Thank you, Kathleen and Lori, for saying things like that. And Allison D says, everyone have a great day. Blessings to all. All right, I'm not seeing any big questions popping up. So Augustina is just saying, yes, we've all been struggling. We all have been. Yeah, exactly. And, but it's a blessing that we have each other to, you know, pump us up and bring us back to that heart-centeredness. Because even I get down, I sometimes fall into the trap and forget that this is magical. This is a magical world. So everybody can, we need each other to be able to keep us all moving in that magical direction. All right. Let's see. Deborah Johnson, love overcomes all. Love it. Corey saying, have a wonderful day, everyone. Ingrid says, peace. May peace and joy light your day instead of the alternatives. I will see you all tomorrow morning where we are going to head into the 11th house, right? Unbelievably, we have almost come through the 12 houses. The 11th house is the house of humanitarianism, and it is a house of networking and friends, hopes, dreams, and aspirations. And we'll dig in and see what that is more of tomorrow. All right, guys, take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.